Over the course of the past few days, the media landscape in New Zealand is looking dramatically different and ever more tenuous. At the beginning of this week, NZME pulled the plug on Radio Sport. Then yesterday, MediaWorks, which owns TV3, several commercial radio stations and News Hub, asked staff to volunteer to take a 15% pay cut across the board and gave staff more information about the reasons for that and the underlying issues. And just in the last hour, the German company, Bauer, which bought and has for some years published many legacy magazine titles, including The Listener and the New Zealand Women's Weekly, Metro and North and South, has shut down its operations here. Yesterday, there were questions to the Prime Minister at her media conference about whether the state of the New Zealand media industry, taking an extra hit at the moment with the collapse in its revenue, right as demands for its work is increasing, was on her radar. She said yes, that was confirmed also by the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, in an interview on Morning Report this morning. Media commentator Andrew Holden is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
What do you make of this latest development?
Well, it's moving horribly, horribly quickly, isn't it? And this is a desperately sad one and a real shock for the industry. These are the best magazines we've got in this country. They're the home of some fantastic journalism. Metro, North and South, all the others, you'll regularly see them in the annual media awards as the creme de la creme of fantastic feature writing and a whole range of things that they do. So to see them disappear at this point completely through our shelves, I mean, to be fair, as Bauer makes clear in its announcement, they haven't been deemed an essential service, so these magazines weren't going to be available in the short term anyway, but essentially they're saying they're gone for good unless they can find a buyer. And the suggestion we can see is that they've looked for a buyer very quickly, there are none out there, and therefore they've gone straight to shutting the business down.
So we're not even in the situation, well, I mean, who would the buyer be at the moment? That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And it's the interesting thing here is there are extraordinary opportunities for anybody who did have a reasonable amount of capital behind them to pick up a range of media assets, and when you come out of it, would put you in a significant position. And I think really particularly for the magazines and therefore for some other media outlets, what is clearly concerning them deeply is the recent suggestions that we're looking at a travel limitations within this country, certainly into the international web network for 6 to 12 months. Well, that essentially means that a lot of your travel advertising has gone, and that's been one of the key pillars for them. And so if you can't see any opportunity of that returning anytime soon, then what are you left with? I think, Catherine, there'll be significant questions of the likes of Bauer, and I'd hope they'll be very open with their staff about this. What other attempts have they made? Had they gone to the government for wage subsidies, or have they just looked at their bottom lines of revenue and said there's simply no hope for this? And the argument may be, and I note in their statement, that the staff will get full redundancy pay and leave entitlements. And so you're caught in this horrible bind, aren't you? Do you keep trying to trade for a while and go for a period of time and then find that there's not enough left in the bank to pay people what they're entitled to, or do you make the decision very swiftly, as awful as it is, and then at least there's some clarity around what's happening?
I'm not clear when Bauer bought, actually. It was some years ago now that Bauer bought up these titles. But look at the history of these. The New Zealand Listener, 80 years old, 1939 it was founded, rather auspiciously. Metro is nearly 40 years old, 1981, first of its kind, a city magazine founded by Warwick Roger and, of course, Robin Langwell, his partner, his widow now, edited North and South, very involved in the development of absolutely innovative New Zealand magazines. New Zealand Women's Weekly, 87 years old. So it is significant. And again, all industries are in this position at the moment. The point we keep making about the media industry is the journalism being done and its significance in the very situation we're in right now. Again, what do you make of MediaWorks pay cuts yesterday and the underlying issues that were expanded on in communications with staff?
I agree with you. I mean, when you think of, just to go back to those magazines in particular, North and South, when I first moved to New Zealand back in 2000, I've always thought it's a fantastic magazine because it does the one thing that other media outlets couldn't do, it ties the country, literally, as it said in its title, from north to south, and it's done some beautiful storytelling about what's going on in New Zealand. And that's the massive shame when you lose that ability, those outlets, to tell stories that, that other media with their daily demands may not have the time to consider. When we look at MediaWorks, there's a very clear threat, sadly, if you want to think of it as a threat. The email from Michael Anderson, the chief executive, to his staff, the 15% pay cut, we're asking you to do it. They can't force their staff to do it. But further down in the email is basically, he says that we're trying to avoid large-scale redundancies, and if not enough staff take up this request, then that might be where we'll have to go to. Just talking to the response of the government, the quote that I picked out that I think cuts to the heart of it is the statement that the media was sitting in a broader set of recovery packages that we're looking at in the medium term. There is no medium term. This is happening right now. The pressure is right on these industries in the next week or 2 weeks, and that the government feels that it has a role to play. It needs to be making these decisions with a great deal of urgency. And the tricky thing, isn't it, in this environment where there are so many tricky decisions to be made so quickly.
There are, but imagine yourself without some of the work that's being done at the moment. As I said, you have your publicly owned organisations and they do the job that they do. But looking at some of, I was mentioning yesterday, some of the data analysis, some of the data journalism that's gone on. And it's all hands on deck at the moment. It really is. So in the list of priorities, of course, it's just one of many. But I think what this decision has brought into sharp relief, perhaps as well as MediaWorks yesterday and NZME's communications with its own staff about further cuts, is the urgency. This isn't gaming, this isn't positioning, and there's probably been a bit of that done over the years, right? But this is urgency.
Oh, very much so. And the tricky decision you have to make in these circumstances is what is essential. And we're seeing the government have to do this right across the board with definitions of which businesses can be called essential and therefore are allowed to keep working and those that aren't. And of those that are being designated as non-essential, well, there'll be a significant number of closures for those businesses, and the media are not immune from that sort of decision-making, as we can see today with Bauer. So when you look at those broader terms, well, what's the essential thing that we want from the media? That's the data reportage of what's happening. Beautiful, glossy, magnificently produced magazines, are they, dare I say it, an indulgence that we can't afford at this time? And that's of no comfort to the journalists and all the others who've just lost their jobs, but they're the sort of brutal decisions and choices that have been made right across the country.
But the bigger question, Andrew, is to those deemed essential services who are working, but whose already strained revenues are collapsing, and that's the warning in some ways that they are issuing, isn't it?
Very much so. And that's where the medium term may not be enough, that in fact there'll need be some